Welcome back to another episode of the Empowered Women, Empowering Women podcast. And I am your host, Neha Singh. And I am here to spice up your life. If you like what you hear, don't forget to press subscribe. This podcast is going to help you bring awareness to your toxic traits, tackle your trauma, and teach you to stop self-sabotaging. Now, let's get started. All right, ladies, let's get into it. Do you feel stuck, or you feel like you just can't seem to find that person who sees you for who you are and most importantly loves you for who you are? It seems like every time you take the chance to get vulnerable and let yourself fall in love again, you quickly wake up to the hard reality that this is just like before and a heartbreak is right around the corner. But you don't want to not be in a relationship. You don't want to not have love, but that thought of starting over again, it's terrifying and exhausting. So instead, you convince yourself that he loves you and wait so patiently for the day that he decides to change. But in the meantime, you break little by little every single day. Does that sound familiar? Yeah, I get it. I've been there more often than I would like to admit. And every time I learned to love myself a little less, and as a result, I either became the narcissist or attached myself to someone who was worse than the person before. And little did I know that at the time, the solution wasn't to keep getting myself into a relationship and hope that the right person is around the corner, or force myself to stay in a relationship where I was unhappy and dying a little by little every single day. And it wasn't just a chain of bad luck, but instead there was one thing that I had to do, and I'm going to share that with you today. So buckle up, get some tissues. It's time to get personal. Now, if you guys have heard my previous podcasts, I've shared a little bit about my childhood and how I grew up in a very emotionally unwelcoming home. I did not hear the words, I love you, until I had to force my cousins to say it to me. I literally remember that when I was younger, my cousins all used to say, I love you, to each other. And I used to feel left out because I was the only one that wouldn't get the I love you because I was so much younger. So as a result, I would do anything and everything for them. And instead of my magic words being please and thank you, my magic words were, I love you. And that became my norm. I didn't know what it meant to feel love. And I lived in a dysfunctional household with two very unhappy people. So this embedded itself into me more than I thought. I got into my first relationship, I think when I was about 15. And this wasn't even a relationship that I wanted to be in. And I just kind of went into the relationship because it seemed like the right thing to do, because everyone around me was getting into relationships and I already struggled with my self-esteem and my self-love, so it seemed like the right thing to do. And that was the start of a very toxic cycle of growing an addiction and a codependency to relationships. I could never be single, ever. No matter how hard I wanted to, I could never be single. Fast forward to when I was 18 and I actually got into my first real relationship. Like, I truly loved this guy to death. And it was a very toxic relationship. He was 5 years older than me, I think, if I remember correctly. And we had a long distance relationship as well. It was the first time that I actually went on a date. It was the first time I met a boyfriend's family. A boyfriend met my family. It was literally the first time I actually went to my dad and asked him if I could go on a date. And believe me, it was super, super frightening. But over the span of a couple months, the relationship turned into being really toxic. There was a lot of emotional abuse. There was a lot of codependency on my end where I really depended on this guy to emotionally fill me. And it was really toxic because it didn't serve me any purpose. Instead of helping me become a better person, it made me not like the person I was. And fast forward to when we broke up, it was so bad and I was so emotionally wrecked that I ended up becoming a narcissist. I ended up dating this guy right after, I want to say like maybe like 2 or 3 months later. Actually, no, that's a lie. I dated a couple guys in between, but they were just kind of to fill the void. But I ended up dating this guy for about 2 years. And this guy was the nicest guy I have ever met. He was so sweet. He was so kind-hearted. He was everything that I looked for in a partner. His family was amazing, but I was the narcissist. I was this horrible woman. I treated him so poorly, and till date, I have so much regret over that because he did not deserve that. He didn't deserve being my punching bag because I couldn't deal with my emotions. And this is what I kind of want to tell you guys today, that when you're stuck in a toxic relationship and you want to break free from that, the first thing you need to ask yourself is, where am I the problem? And it is the hardest thing to ask yourself because that involves you actually looking within and taking ownership and accountability for your own flaws. And it's really hard. So something I want to ask you guys right now is, what is your belief system? Do you feel like you're worthy for love? Do you feel like you deserve it? Do you tell yourself that I'm meant to be alone? If you're a person who says, why God, why me? Why does this always happen to me? When is things going to get better? Why do I keep finding these men in my life when I just want to be happy? If that sounds familiar, there is a problem in you. Now, I'm not saying you are the problem because there are some toxic men out there, but you are part of the problem because you haven't learned to love yourself. And when you don't learn to love yourself, you cannot find or attract an individual who will love you for you. Instead, you will find that you will morph yourself into the person that they want you to be. And when you do that, you're not aligned with who you are and you feel out of place. You have imposter syndrome because you're not being true to you. And that is a really big problem when it comes to these toxic relationships. It's people getting themselves in a relationship with the intent of being filled by another person without realizing that you need to fill yourself first. You cannot depend on someone else to emotionally fill your voids. You need to be able to do that. A healthy relationship consists of respect. It consists of understanding. It has the freedom to be your own individual self. You feel safe. You feel supported. You feel like you are loved for who you are. That is what a healthy relationship looks like. It is two whole people coming together to amplify happiness that is already there, to project more joy onto each other and really build a life that is beautiful and loving, where you are allowed to be who you want to be without being afraid of what's going to happen in the next second. If you're walking on eggshells in your relationship, that is not okay. If you feel like you are constantly being judged in your relationship, that is a red flag. If your partner is calling the shots on who your friends are, what you can do for work, what you can wear outside of your house, who you can be around, even if it's family, that is a sign of control, not love. Love never involves taking ownership of a person. So whether it's you trying to take ownership of your partner or your partner taking ownership of you, that is toxic. And that is something that you need to break free from. It's a really hard pill to swallow, but you attract the partner that you want in terms of the voids that you have from your childhood. A lot of what we are now are projections and reflections of who we were when we were kids. If you were not loved by your parents or shown affectionate love, that is what you will want, but that's not what you're going to attract. You're going to attract what you're used to. You're going to attract what is your normal, which is toxic. So for all you ladies that have grown up in traumatic environments, in dysfunctional households, you will find that more often than not, you date your parents or you get into a relationship with your parents. Not literally, but metaphorically, right? Your partner shows signs of being like your parent. Now, it's really important that I bring this to your attention because when you build that awareness, it'll allow you to start breaking the cycle, right? The love that you crave and you want, you deserve it. Don't get me wrong, you deserve it, but it's not love that you're used to. So you will attract and attach yourself to love that you are used to, what your definition of love has been for your whole life. So if that is chaos, you are going to attract chaos. If you are used to hearing compliments as insults, that is exactly what you're going to get. If you have been in a cycle where love has been withheld from you as punishment, you will find yourself attracted to that in a partner because that is your normal. Now, does it cause you grief? 100%. It totally does. There's no doubt about it. But you don't know anything else, and that has been the foundation you have walked on. So that is comfort for you. And in order to find a partner and break that cycle, you have to allow yourself to get uncomfortable and teach yourself what love truly is. There are many definitions of love, but in order for you to find a partner who's going to respect you, who's going to love you, who is going to be there for you, who is going to support you, who's going to give you everything that you want plus more, you need to show yourself that first, because you receive what you project. If you don't believe that you're capable, worthy, valuable, lovable, intelligent, you're going to attract people that's going to affirm those beliefs. Hence why I mentioned to ask yourself where your belief system currently lives. You will attract people in your life that will continue on the cycle of negativity and have no escape. So in order to fill those voids inside of you and look for that person or be with that person that's healthy that you need in your life, you need to learn that you need to believe in yourself first. And it is okay to not have to do everything for your partner. Actually, it's really important that you both have your own individual identities. So if you are in a relationship right now and you identify yourself with your relationships, that is a red flag. You are allowed to have your own likes and dislikes. Okay, you are allowed to have your own hobbies, and so is your partner, right? If you are not giving yourself that freedom and your partner's not giving you that freedom to be your own individual person, that is unhealthy codependency. Now, on this note of codependency, there is a level of codependency that is healthy, right? You want to depend on your partner for things. You want them to be around when you're not feeling well or when you need a bit of emotional support, right? There's times where you both need to depend on each other. Now, where it becomes unhealthy is when extreme codependency comes into play, right? And it affects your self-esteem. It affects the way that you see yourself. It affects how you like yourself. It affects what you feel comfortable doing on your own. Those are really bad things. So communication plays a huge role in this. If you are not able to communicate with your partner and connect with your partner, that is not healthy. Because every time you allow an issue to be swept under the rug because you want to keep the peace, what you're essentially doing is you're adding more resentment into your cup and you're causing more broken eggshells for you to have to walk on. You're creating it, right? Because you're letting those situations go and not coming to a solution. And when that happens, more toxicity builds up in your relationship, more hatred builds up, and you essentially start to really resent the environment around you, not just the person. And in that resentment, you start to resent yourself. Learn to be okay with those uncomfortable conversations, because every time you allow yourself to communicate with your partner, you are allowing yourself to let the relationship grow and reflect on whether this relationship is actually healthy or unhealthy. If you cannot have a conversation with your partner without them or you getting defensive, or without either one of you disrespecting each other or swearing at each other or just all around making the situation worse, that is not healthy. That is toxic. So you need to make the decision as to whether you want to stay in this relationship or it's something that you need to let go of. Now, I'm going to tell you a couple of red flags that will indicate if you're a codependent in your relationship. Number one, you sacrifice way too much for your relationship. You are afraid of rejection or abandonment. You praise your partners to perfection. They can do nothing wrong in the eyes of your peers. You feel guilty for the thought of being selfish. You can't make your own decisions. You complain excessively about your partner. You're worried about what other people will think of your relationship. You get extremely defensive over your partner. You cut out relationships for your partner. And you can't say no. These are really big red flags. And if these are red flags that you have right now, that's a siren going off that there's something that needs to change. And I get it, it's really hard. But like I mentioned in the very beginning, is the key to all of this, the key to break free from this cycle, to get rid of all the toxicity, is inside of you. You need to learn how to build you. You need to learn how to love you, and you need to build that self-esteem. So you want to figure out what voids you have that are causing you to essentially settle for these relationships. So that can be your self-esteem. That can be your self-worth. That can be your belief system. That can be needing someone to take care of you. That can be negative associations that you've created. There are so many different voids that you can have inside of you. So you want to learn and have the courage to figure that out. Then what you want to do is you want to get uncomfortable. And that is going to be the hardest part of all of this, is getting uncomfortable. You cannot grow without letting yourself get uncomfortable first. The longer you keep yourself in that place of comfort, despite how dysfunctional it is, the less likely you're going to grow and become the person you want to be. You're going to stay stuck, right? It's like quicksand. You're going to sink further and further and further. So what you want to do is you want to let yourself get uncomfortable so that you can master new skills. Now, when you're getting uncomfortable, I don't want you guys to think you need to think of this giant goal and just work towards that. Think of tiny goals that you can achieve that are realistic and that are measurable. If you're not at a point right now where you can leave the relationship, fine. I totally get that. I understand. Maybe that goal needs to change with you standing up for yourself a little bit more. Doing things on your own, like going grocery shopping or taking a yoga class or a dance class or doing something that you enjoy that's creative for you, right? To build your self-love. Maybe that's going to mean starting therapy and going and seeing somebody so that you can work through your barriers and work through your trauma that have caused you to stay in this pit of sand, right? But start off small, because the smaller you start, the more you're going to get used to the idea of winning. If you set a really big goal for yourself, like I'm going to go and I'm going to get rid of this toxic relationship tomorrow, which is not a realistic thing for you. For some of us, it might be, but for some of us, it might not be, right? Because you need to look at finances. Maybe you have kids together. Maybe you don't have the family support. There's so many different pillars that you need to take into consideration. So that might not be a reality for you at this moment. So doing those small little things to build yourself up first and build your courage up is going to help you and allow you to get to those big goals. I'm not saying not to have them, but don't just look at that big goal and have that insight and only work towards that, because you're going to miss everything in the middle that you need to do. Now, if you are struggling with a toxic relationship, I encourage you to seek help, whether it be therapy, whether it be through your peers. But seek help, because you lose so much of yourself when you're stuck in these toxic relationships. There comes points where you don't even know who you are anymore. And you need to learn who you are before you learn to love yourself. So get that help. Start talking to people. Don't isolate yourself, because isolation doesn't have any answers to what you need. And we, more often than not, are our own demons and our own worst enemies. And we try to forget that we have our own flaws and we turn a blind eye to it. And sometimes, because we love our partner so much and because we so desperately want the relationship to work, we turn a blind eye to the toxicity that's present in that relationship. And that's not healthy. And sometimes all you need is another person to come in and point that out to you. But you have to be willing to listen with an open mind without getting defensive. And that is a challenge. I completely get it. I've been there. I've done my fair share. I am now married with a child, and I am still learning to love myself and to become an independent person and to really embrace myself in my own identity. And I hope that you guys, and I hope that this podcast can help inspire you guys to not get to a point where you have to do that in a relationship, but instead give yourself the space to do that on your own. Learn to be single. Learn to love being single before getting into a relationship. Learn to be whole and alive and experience life so that when you meet a partner, you know what is okay and what is not okay for you. Because you should never settle by having to maneuver your values and bring yourself down to lift someone up. That's never a healthy thing, because you deserve happiness. You deserve love. You deserve a healthy relationship. You deserve to think that you're all that, because you are all that. You are a badass woman. If you're listening to this right now, I want you to say, I am a badass woman, because that is exactly what you are. I want you to say, I am worthy of the life that I have envisioned for myself, and I promise myself I will have that life. Now, thank you, ladies, for joining me for this long. I know I took a lot of time. I thank you guys. I love you all with all my heart that are listening to me. If any of you guys feel like this podcast brought anything up for you, please feel free to message me. My Instagram is at @inspiredbyneha, and we can have a one-on-one chat about this. And if you feel like there are some emotions that have come up for you, please, please, please don't let yourself suppress it. Go and talk to someone. Remember, expression is better than suppression. I will see you guys all in the next episode. Lots of love. Mwah, mwah. Bye.